Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Oh, you bitch ass man, y'all a different breed. Goofy.
People were using abortions like birth control, and I didn't respect that.
I have a special message for a particular crowd tonight. Particular crowd, I got a special message for y'all in a second.
Uh-oh, is she talking about us rare breeds? We in trouble. Kendra about to get in our ass.
Ooh.
Yeah, I feel like Kendra would throw hands with me. I really do feel like she would throw hands with me. And she might win. I don't know.
Well, kick those heels off and beat your butt.
I want to say something directly to all the bitch-ass men podcasters that can't create original content because no woman would ever call your show. So what you do is you stalk my page all day, and you say you do reaction videos.
You got me now. You got me now. You got me now. You figured me out.
But the truth of the matter is, you're bitch ass men. You know, we have all this conversation about men, well, excuse me, women being so masculine. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a bitch ass man trait. A bitch ass man can't build his own page. You know, he can't do it on his own. So we gotta find a woman to eat up off of.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Because they're not doing it because they really want to give information. No, these are small penis nobodies, can never get attention, can't do it on their own.
Why do they always gotta say something about penis size or something always has to go back to sexuality? Because that's their whole existence. I'm educating men to stay away from train wrecks like you, from masculine cunt bitches like you. I respect your hustle. And yes, I'm a reaction channel. I do this shit for fun, but I'm trying to get paid too. I'm trying to get like you, Kendra. I'm trying to live up in Beverly Hills like you.
And what's wrong with that?
I put a lot of work in doing this shit, even though I'm just reacting. And I think I deserve to be compensated for it. I put a lot of hours into this shit. And people claim I'm good at it. So they say, look, if you're good at something, you should be getting paid for it. And I believe in that.
Show me the money!
Playing with my money is like playing with my emotions.
Wow. Look, Kendra, you're nothing special. If I wasn't going over your shit, I would be going over Ashley Dalton's shit. Or I would be going over the Pineapple Show, Melly shit. Or I would be going over TikToks. I mean, you bitches, You spread your nonsense and ridiculousness all over the internet. You can't help it. So look, if I wasn't reacting to you, I would be reacting to some other dumbass bitch. You understand?
Like, wait, what?
Can someone help me understand?
You're not doing anything special by asking people 10 questions, Kendra. Now, trust me, I watch a couple YouTubers. They make some original content, for real, for real. A lot of thought and creativity and effort go into doing what they do. You're not one of those channels. This is a basic-ass concept. A retarded person can do what you do.
How dare you?
The reason why some people couldn't do it is because women wouldn't feel comfortable calling into certain people like me, because I'm going to get on their ass and I'm going to give them pushback. You're a ghetto hood rat that they can relate to. So that's why they feel comfortable calling in, being ratchet with you. And they wouldn't feel comfortable calling in to somebody like me. And the reason why they felt comfortable calling into Kevin Samuels is because he presented like this high-value man that they want. He spoke to him directly. When he presented like a high-value man, and he was setting rules and regulations about what high-value men want and how to get a high-value man, that hit a nerve with these bitches, because most of you are all just gold diggers, and it's all about status and money to you bitches. And really just because he got his clout up after that Average at Best video. You know, over here at the MDC channel, it ain't about status and money. It's about character and integrity. So yeah, that wouldn't hit a nerve with most women. Because I'm over here talking about how even a pretty bitch should feel blessed to get with an average good man. That's not going to resonate with the bitches. So you're right, they wouldn't feel comfortable calling over to this channel. But fuck it, I'm going to say, my videos that react to your content is more creative than your content. With all the memes and shit I add in, and the comedy and everything I piece together, it's more creative than what you do.
If you get to heaven and you don't find me there, you have gone to hell.
Look, I would never get mad. Look, if I was a millionaire off making this content, I wouldn't give a fuck about if some random niggas was reacting to my content. Why does it hit such a nerve with you? You making millions off this shit. There's more game in one of my videos reacting to one of your videos than there is in a year worth of your videos. Can you imagine how a bitch can roast a man who don't even got the confidence to walk outside with a real face? Think about the nerve of any woman to roast any man when they don't have the confidence enough to walk outside looking like they really look. Conversation over right there. That's kind of like when Pac said, "That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker." The battle was over before the nigga start rapping. And I got some tips and pointers on how you can make your show better. Come holla at a real one. I mean, really, I wish you the best. I hope you find some peace. You seem all riled up and pissed off.
One thing I would say about Kevin Samuels, he was original with his content because even though he said things harsh at times to women, women still call the show. I had to give it to him. Because I would be surprised that women would call him up just for him to read them for Phil. But guess what? He had enough swag to get women to call him directly. Oh, you bitch ass men, y'all a different breed. Goofies. And some of y'all got wives. That means they gonna give birth to bitch ass babies.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
Bitch ass men make bitch ass babies.
And you can lick babies, Kendra. Can we talk about that? You've admitted to being a little baby in your womb.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot. Nigga, I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
He was a college boy. He was a good man. But I was still connected to my high school boyfriend. So in college, you know, you have those breaks. I went home and saw my high school boyfriend. We ended up linking up and I got pregnant. And then I never wanted to have an abortion because I felt like people were using abortions like birth control. And I didn't respect that. So I said, you know what, God, I'm choosing not to have this child. And I have no regrets.
If Jesus can't save these hoes, why are you trying? What make you think you greater than Jesus, nigga?
And what kind of low life shit is that to even say? You calling babies bitch-ass babies? You're a horrible person. And money can't fix that. 10,000 pounds of makeup can't fix that. Status and clout can't fix that. I might make this screenshot right here the thumbnail.
That's a great idea.
She's been getting triggered every episode since she got played by the African. Yeah, maybe it's time to just hang it up, Kendra, and invest in other things. Invest in Apple or something and just hang it up. I don't think your mental can handle this no more.
Bitch ass men make bitch ass babies. Oh, I'ma let it know what it is. It's actually really sad. It's actually really sad that y'all follow these bitch ass men who ain't never did nothing in life. They can't build the original content. If I died tomorrow, they would get evicted. If I went to go see Jesus tomorrow, they would be evicted.
Who the fuck are you to put me on trial? I've never even met you. So why don't you back the shit off, all right?
See, you're so self-absorbed, Kendra. You're so narcissistic. You're so egotistical. There's millions of basic bitches talking nonsense on the internet. We got plenty of material to work with, Kendra. Because your kind are dingbats. And they're going to keep uploading their nonsense to the internet. They're going to keep uploading their failures to the internet. They're going to keep uploading their dysfunction to the internet.
The only difference from now and 20 years ago is this. Women's nature is actually being exposed all over the internet.
Because women have no self-awareness. Most women don't have any self-awareness. You don't have any self-awareness. You just said bitch-ass babies and you're a millionaire. I wonder how many million-dollar deals you just fucked up by saying bitch-ass babies. You don't know who's listening, Kendra. This is an international show.
Remember that?
This is why you need a man in your life for guidance. Big boss dog. Big millionaire boss dog. This is why a McDonald's man could bring value to your life.
Because they would have no content to pay their rent. That's how important I am to these bitch ass podcasters. No original content. Negroes. And women that date bitch asses have bitch ass kids. And that's why we got bitch ass kids walking the earth. because of the bitch ass men.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with Kendra. She's the type of woman who will put a bag on your head. You know? Nicki Minaj is another chick like that. If you get into a beef with Nicki Minaj, she'll put a bag on your head to be knocked off.
So, hello. I know you're here. You were probably here first. You were probably here first because what else are you going to do with your time? What else are you going to do? Nobody would know you at all. So there you have it. Now let's do our show. Goofies. And it's crazy. Let me tell you something. In all honesty, I don't really know a lot. I don't watch videos, but people send me stuff. And it just is remarkable because I don't know men like this in my real life. Like, the men in my real life, they blaze their own trail. They would never be comfortable knowing that they have to live off of another woman's brand.
Why can't you get one of those great men to wife you up, Kendra? That's the question. I don't want to hear about all these great men, you know. Why don't they see you as great? Great enough to be with?
Next question, please.
You ever lay up at night and ask yourself that, Kendra? We're not reacting to you. We're reacting to the women who come on your show. The women who come on your show is the interesting part. You're not the interesting part. There's nothing that noteworthy about you. Except when you spaz out like this.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Like, that would have fit well with the men in my real world. What? That's not a man? Let me tell you something. I know gay men that are more masculine than you bitch-ass men. Men who take it in the ass is more masculine than you bitch-ass men. How you feel about that? How you feel about that? With your straight bitch-ass? How you feel about that?
Have you ever had a dream that you want?
This is textbook. This is absolute textbook sign language. Shame, insults, guilt, and the need to be right. It never fails. She gonna say something about being broke. Well, she already hinted at the broke part. Did she miss any of the typical shaming language? Attack your masculinity. You broke. What else? You're gay. She gotta say something about somebody mama. Well, she already said something about your kids, your potential wife.
Gay men got more masculinity, more balls, blaze their own trail, create their own content. So this is the overall message. It's the overall message. It ain't one particular group. I won't give you enough credit to say you by name because you're insignificant. If you felt it, then I was talking to you.
Who hurt you?
Stop it. You hurting yourself. Just let it go.
I see I got some bitch-ass men in the comment section crying. Y'all are the most bitch-ass is appropriate because y'all are so feminine. Oh, my goodness.
Look, a masculine woman can't shame a man for being feminine. You know, because you're in that same boat. It's just the opposite. Society doesn't shame masculine women the way it shames feminine men. Look, no matter what they was crying about in the chat, clearly you're more triggered than anybody. That's very clear.
Oh my goodness. If y'all can't reveal how weak and tenderhearted y'all are every single time, child. I got a question though. To the bitch ass man. If your life is so great, why are you here? It's a Saturday night. Shouldn't you be out with a female? I mean, are you that broke that you can't take a female out on a Saturday night? Is your penis that small that she doesn't want to be with you? What is it?
No, I enjoy my own company much more than the company of a bitch like you, specifically. But yeah, I'd rather be somewhere doing anything other than being in the company of an annoying, obnoxious woman like you. And honestly, most women are pretty obnoxious. So no, I'd rather jack off. I'd rather make content. I'd rather research UFOs. Anything but being in the presence of you goofballs.
Why are you here? I'm so confused. Why are you choosing to be with us on a Saturday night, you bitch-ass men? One even said they could find you a man. You think I want a bitch-ass man to find me a man? Bitch-ass men got bitch-ass friends. Don't nobody want no bitch ass man.
But she'll end up like Tommy Lauren and all them other ones, all them old hoes. Will I use her to be independent now, man? She'll end up like them. Just give it time. All of them do. See, they're just a little pretty now, so they think they got some power in the world, but they really don't.
This whole threat of women, oh, you're going to grow old and die alone. No, we're not. That's not a threat. We have our friends. We have our sisters with us. Did you ever see The Golden Girls, my dude?
Oh, my God.
That's not a cautionary tale. It's a goddamn victory lap.
Well, why don't some of the great men you were talking about earlier introduce you to some of their friends? Can you answer me that, Kendra? Please. That's why you can't keep a man, because your Saturday nights are spent talking to these horrible women. You work too much, Kendra. Your ass should be somewhere taking care of some grandbabies by now. Watching the grandbaby so your kids can go have a night out on the town. But instead, her eggs are sitting in some freezer somewhere.
Don't nobody want no bitch ass man, child. I would see Jesus happily first. That's what, this is the truth of the matter. This is the truth of the matter. Because let me tell you something. You know what ASAP Rocky doing right now?
What? What are you talking about?
Not thinking about me. ASAP Rocky don't even know my name. You know why? Because he got Rihanna, who's on a whole nother level.
Here you go, comparing yourself to celebrities. Kendra, you didn't let your little D-list celebrity go to your head. You don't know anything about a relationship. You don't know anything about maintaining a relationship for 5-10 years in the real world. All you know is this fake Hollywood shit. And what you see on Instagram with Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, you're never gonna get somebody of his status. You need to be worried about what Factory Larry doing and how to maintain a relationship with him.
Broke ass men who can't get the woman they want. Oh, they tune in to me every night, child. They tune in to me every night because they try to find validation in other women's pain. This is what it's about. I'm gonna break it down for you, ladies.
I consider myself a teacher, a helper, someone who could possibly inspire people to be better.
These women who call in the show, they don't project like they're in pain. They project like they're divas who's loving life and bosses and 100K winners looking for a man to reach their heavenly status. So what you mean, pain?
50 Cent, he ain't thinking about no damn Kendra G. He out here living his best life, deciding what woman he want to be with right now, deciding what car he want to drive right now. He don't give a shit about Kendra G, child. But bitch-ass men, oh boy, they can't get women like 50 Cent. They too broke to go anywhere on a Saturday night. That's why they here. So I don't even know how much of a goofy you are making yourself know. You are a goofy. And I will tell you something. I would rather see Jesus first than to end up with a bitch ass man. I will become a lesbian before that? Are you kidding me?
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.